You're listening to SBS News.
I say to the Russian oligarchs and the corrupt leaders who bilk billions of dollars off this violent regime, no more. The United States...
Often polarized along partisan lines, Democrats and Republicans rose to applaud United States President Joe Biden's support for Ukraine. Many were waving Ukrainian flags and cheering in the chamber of the House of Representatives at his first formal State of the Union speech. The crisis had forced Mr. Biden to reshape the speech to focus on uniting Americans around a global effort to punish the Kremlin and support Kyiv. He launched heavy criticism of Mr. Putin in his remarks, saying the Russian leader had badly miscalculated Ukraine.
Russia's Vladimir Putin sought to shake the very foundations of the free world, thinking he could make it bend to his menacing ways. But he badly miscalculated. He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over. Instead, he met with a wall of strength he never anticipated or imagined. He met the Ukrainian people. From President Zelensky to every Ukrainian, their fearlessness, their courage, their determination literally inspires the world. Groups of citizens blocking tanks with their bodies. Everyone from students to retirees to teachers turned soldiers defending their homeland. And in this struggle, President Zelensky said in his speech to the European Parliament, light will win over darkness.
Mr. Biden also announced the United States will ban Russian flights from American airspace.
We're joining with European allies to find and seize their yachts, their luxury apartments, their private jets. We're coming for you, ill-begotten gains. And tonight, I'm announcing that we will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
Mr. Biden's 62-minute speech was split between attention to war abroad and worries at home, and reflecting the same balancing act he now faces in his presidency. On the contentious issue of gun ownership in the U.S., Mr. Biden had this to say.
I ask Congress to pass proven measures to reduce gun violence. Pass universal background checks. Why should anyone on the terrorist list be able to purchase a weapon? Why? Why? And folks, ban assault weapons with high-capacity magazines that hold up 100 rounds. You think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests? Look, repeal the liability shield that makes gun manufacturers the only industry in America that can't be sued. The only one. Imagine had we done that with the tobacco manufacturers. These laws don't infringe on the Second Amendment. They save lives.
The president also stressed plans to improve American infrastructure, deliver more COVID-19 tests, increase the minimum wage, and called for new legislation to protect transgender children in the US. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.